proclamation number 8407 dated the February 9th, 1963. Examining spiritual information. You will still be given a great deal of spiritual information which supposedly came from me, and you'll always have to carefully check whether this spiritual information did, in fact, originate from me. This will indeed be possible for you, providing you are only interested in receiving the purest truth and appeal to me for assistance. My spirit certainly works in all places because it is necessary for a light to be kindled for humanity in its spiritual darkness. Yet my adversary will also avail himself of it by disguising himself in order to confuse people, for he is incapable of giving people a true light. He will only ever ignite deceptive lights for you which dazzle your eyes so much that they will subsequently hardly be able to recognize the gentle radiance of a true light. For he is hiding himself behind eminent names and, in so doing, causing confusion. People dare not refuse him, yet they are being misled by those who speak to them. And you would be appalled if you knew to what extent his counteraction has started and will be deployed by him until the end. People have a desire for unusual knowledge, and this longing enables his activity by pretending to introduce them to such knowledge which, however, is not of the slightest value for the human being's soul, which only lives on earth for the purpose of becoming fully mature. These teachers will undeniably also speak words which intend to deceive, yet anyone who carefully examines them will have to admit that he cannot gain anything from such teachings, that he will not be illuminated by light, because my adversary himself does not possess light and therefore cannot distribute it either. And time and again I can only ever advise you to sincerely appeal to me for spiritual enlightenment. Then you will also become bright and clear within, and you will reject anything which did not originate from me. From many directions you will always be offered the same, for my adversary has no knowledge and therefore cannot impart it either. And only right and truthful knowledge will grant light to someone who genuinely desires it. Consequently, accept that which truly enlightens you, which gives you the right information about me and my nature and about my eternal plan of salvation, so that you will then also brightly and clearly recognize your own task. That is the light which I myself ignite for you. However, if you are given empty words which don't provide you with profound knowledge as to what you used to be, what you are and what you shall become again, if you are invited to work for the kingdom of God without being told what this work consists of and why it should be carried out, then you can rightfully reject them as phrases which merely intend to bluff you. And you should question yourselves as to whether you would gain anything if nothing else was known to you, if you, were you completely ignorant, tried to derive clarification from those communications alone. You would truly not be able to gain any kind of benefit, because they are all empty words which only came forth from my adversary in order to confuse you and to keep you away from the pure truth. Time and again he will also try to cause confusion in my ranks, so that even my own will hold different views and people will become tired of spiritual striving if they are not given absolute clarity. Yet you possess so much light already that you will also recognize his work providing you scrutinize it impartially. Therefore, only ever take the path to me and desire clarification, and you will feel what you can accept and what you should reject in your heart. For my adversary's power will be defeated as soon as he wants to use it on those who already belong to me due to their will. For I shall protect them from error because they desire the truth. Amen.